What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get moving with the Exploited. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a packed house for you tonight. Let's just get moving with the intros. And of course, we got to get that started with the lovely, the gorgeous, the beautiful, the sexy rude girl, Jessica.
You silly boys. What's going on, Pogo Land? I am psyched for this show. It's going to be good. It's always good. I always say I'm psyched for it because it's always good.
It's always exciting.
It's always exciting.
That's why you tune in every week.
Yes.
And we appreciate you tuning in every week.
Yes, we do.
But let's get to the guys. Now, we got that crusty fucker, Joss. We got that crusty fucker, Josh. Sean Bedlam. And we got Andrew Warham. Fucking A. Hold on. This is ridiculous. Andrew drinking some vodka. Andrew Bedlam. God, I'm going to get confused. This is the second show of the night, people.
I don't know who I am.
I'm getting a little fucked up. We got Andrew Warhammer. Now, Andrew Warhammer used to be Hate Trash Disaster. We've had Pat on here a bunch of times.
We've had Dino
on here. Dino Sex from the Murder Junkies. So, Andrew, how the fuck are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me tonight.
Absolutely. Sorry for that terrible
for
intro. I'm usually way better than that. Wait, this guy boos. Yo, dude, we were talking so much shit.
Fuck you,
on
pussy,
the last
Sean.
Show.
Yeah,
Sean.
Well, as soon as I got here, I went into your bathroom and blew that shit up. So eat a dick.
Oh, you're a
Sean Bedlam.
You're a big pussy.
Sean, did you lay a double decker?
You mean an upper decker?
Yeah. Better
no,
fucking
but next
not.
Time I'll do that.
I'll be going down to clean that shit.
I hope
then.
You washed your hands.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
All right.
So now,
Josh.
Safety first.
Josh, how are you doing, my boy?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad that Sean's here. We've been having like a really good like bottle cap war while all this show has been going on.
If you guys fuck
yeah,
up,
fuck some equipment up, and
you're gonna die.
Bottle caps ain't gonna hurt shit.
You'll see some anarchy real quick.
Anarchy in the UK. All right. Why don't we just get back to the tunes, get this show moving the right way. We're going to go with something coming out on ADD Records, Mark Unseen's record label back in the day. Here's the Flatliners with Living Like a Rat.
Get
All right, now that's the Flatliners on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Now, Andrew, you are no longer in Hate Trash. So what happened with that? Who are you playing with now?
You know, it wasn't really my thing. I love the guys to death, you know what I mean? I was in a touring band prior to that called Begat the Nephilim, where I spent almost 3 years up in New Hampshire. So, you know what I mean? Playing, you know what I mean, technical death metal to going back to punk rock, which is like my roots, you know what I mean? When I first started playing guitar at 13, you know, I was playing like Subhumans, Bad Brains, mm-hmm. Misfits, you know. Yep. So it was cool to go back to my roots. I grew up with Pat and Dino and stuff like that as a kid. So
Dino's
really nice.
A little bit older than you.
Oh, yeah. Well, my stepfather used to do security for their shows and stuff, so I was like 10 years old, like kicking it with all those dudes.
That's
so
awesome.
You know what I mean? So it was cool, you know what I mean? I wish those dudes the best, man. I heard they had a killer show over in Allentown at Jabberjaws with the Mentors.
Yeah.
So I still
that was last weekend, I think, right?
Yeah. It was last week. I still talk to Dick. I call him Poopy D. It's my boy Poopy D. So it's really cool. Right now I just started a new band. It's called Covalent, which features ex-drummer from sign band Yeah, here we go. I'm drinking water right now, folks.
It happens.
See, our band's called Covalent. Our drummer, he was in the band called Cognitive. Cognitive's a signed band. They're signed from, I think, Seasons of Mist Records.
Cool.
But we will be playing with them for our debut show over in Reading, Pennsylvania, over at Reverb. I have tickets for sale. It's December 16th. It's $10 a ticket. There's plenty of really awesome local acts. We're playing with Lorna Shore and Cognitive. So, you know what I mean? If you want to go, have a good time, support some local acts, you know, or if you want to give us $10, you could do that too.
There you go. So check them out December 16th. You guys can hit us up on Facebook. We'll plug you in with Andrew. Or if you guys know another way to get a hold of them, you know, I mean,
you can contact us at, I think it's Covalent NJ on Facebook. So
there you go.
I think there's an Indian band called Covalent as well. So like we're kind of like working out the bugs with them right now.
All right. Well, let's get back to the tunes. Let's kick it with some old school British punk, them spiky haired lads.
Hell
in GBH.
Yeah.
Let's
fuck
play
yeah.
Necro.
I want you to
all right, that was GBH. We're going to keep rocking right along with the
one, two, three, to go. One, two, three, to go. One, two, three, to go. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Meat Men on Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam falling asleep at the board tonight. This song's not even supposed to be playing yet.
Street Rats.
But we're going to let it rock on through. The Street Rats. Kids just want to dance. All right, now Sean Bedlam just had to move his fucking chair and make my job 19 times fucking harder. And now there's beer on the floor.
Cigarette butts.
There you go. He's trying to get that mic. I don't know what the fuck. You seem like you're adjusting the wrong part right there. That's just the angle, my man. There you go. But
I'm trying to get it to stay tight, though.
All right, okay.
Oh, he wants it tight. Sean Johnson likes it tight.
Tight.
All right, Sean. So you took a trip to the record store.
Yeah,
today.
I did.
So,
I spent more money than I probably should have, which tends to happen with
don't tell Mary.
With
don't
record,
tell Mary.
I don't give a shit. I just know I probably shouldn't have spent that much money. What happens was when I go to the record store, I end up whenever I find something I want, I'm like, ooh, I pull it out and I just carry it around the store with me. And then eventually when I'm getting ready to leave, I'm like, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. But what I usually end up doing is I'm like, okay, well, I don't really need this record that much. I don't want it bad enough for me to spend the money on it. So I had like 10 records, probably like 4 or 5 LPs and then like 7 45s, and then I whittled it down to like 2 LPs and like 3 45s. And what I do with the ones that I don't decide not to buy is I hide them,
so no one else can
find them, and then I can come back and remember where
clothes,
they are,
okay?
and then go buy them later.
Same
so
shit.
I ended up picking up the Verruckers. The fuck's it called? Another Religion, Another War. I picked up a band that I actually got introduced to a few months ago called Use Arse, who I think they're from Italy. They've been around for a while. And I heard them a few months ago. I picked up their LP. I found that. And then I got Benefits of War by The Virus.
Awesome.
And then I got The Partisans. I got The Partisans, the Police Story, or the fucking, I forget the name of the fucking EP I'm thinking of. Partisans EP, and then I think I got a Who Killed Spikey jacket as well.
You got a bunch.
So I got a decent haul. It was a lot more. It was
you bought a lot. So
it
like,
was a lot more.
What's
that?
How many did you hide now? Because
I also found a Until We Die. Mm-hmm. At, like the Global Threat LP.
The original or the repress on
the Jailhouse? It was the repress. Right. I said I could buy this online. I don't need to buy this here. So I hid that one. I hid fuck. I hid
hey,
like
I
five
I do that
or
when
six
I find
them.
A cute shirt and like I can't afford it. I'll hide it behind like 10 others that aren't the same, so nobody
never
finds
come
it.
Back for it.
Yeah.
I guess if anybody wants to go to that store, they could like do like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, yeah, they're out there. I mean, if you can find them. I don't think you'll find them, but maybe. I don't know.
All right, let's get back to the tunes. Here's Blitz with Razors in the Night. All right, that was Blitz. We're going to kick it back. We're going to do some old school casualties.
Kick it back, oh, yeah, baby.
This is Drinking Is Our Way of Life. You know, unreleased until the early years. Let's check it out. Down in the bar, every fucking night. Right, there's some old school casualties for you guys. Like I said, that track was
Drinking Is My Way of Life.
Previously unreleased, and then you can get it on the Casualties early years. And by the way, if you guys see any of the members of Blank 77, remember to bug them and tell them that they need to release in early years. I want to hear all the 7 inches of blanks and the 5-inch and all that other shit. I want them all on a fucking
and
rarities album.
Speaking of blanks.
No, but speaking of blanks.
But hold on, look.
Speaking of blanks,
I heard a cover that they did that I didn't know that they did. And we were listening to the Exploit earlier. Did you
Punk's
know
not dead.
They did a cover. I didn't know of they did a cover of on like Exploited comp.
The tribute comp.
Uh-huh. I didn't know they did an Exploit cover. I heard it. It was
like
really cool.
5 minutes.
It was really cool.
It was cool. I like that.
I was gonna say, everybody, y'all should be real jealous because we're going to see the LAMF show in Brooklyn, New York soon. With Mike, Johnny, it's gonna be a good time. And it sucks because I don't think there's any more tickets left, and we got them all.
Yeah, it is. It's totally sold out, and you guys totally wish you could come. Go. But here we go with a little bit of Blanks 77 covering the Exploited Punk's Not Dead. All right, so Blank 77 on.
Thanks.
All right, now, well, you guys know we love Blank 77, and you guys can go catch them with the Bouncing Souls and TSOL in Jersey City. But guess what?
Take this bird
the
and shove it.
The fucking thing sold out. So hopefully you guys got tickets.
Not really a surprise there.
Yeah. But Blank 77, TSOL, and the Bouncing Souls. It was funny. I saw a post on Blank's Facebook. They were like, you know, promoting the show and post the flyer. They were like, see at the bottom, real small, our name, Blank 77.
They're pricey tickets, so I think those tickets were a little pricey.
Oh yeah, but it's the Bouncing Souls and
it's
TSOL.
That's
like,
know.
You know, I kind of like the Bouncing Souls. I'm sorry, I don't really care about TSOL all that much. And I love Blank 77. I was gonna go, but that shit sold out before I bought them. It did sold out. Yeah. Oopsies.
All aboard.
So I mean, I don't see it as an official Blank 77 show. Then you know what I mean? Like it's like an
because we're not there.
Oh, if
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know.
Or is it? I was gonna ask. Is it because they're not headlining?
No, it's because we're not there.
Yes, it's because we're not there. It's not a real show.
Never
anymore.
The same without us. Come on.
All aboard!
All right. We'll get back to the tunes. A band that I've seen quite a few times. Actually, they're not around anymore though. Talking about a little West Coast band. Here's some Clit 45. Now, this is one of their later tracks. My favorite album by them was Tales from the Clit. I remember when I bought that shit. That shit was awesome. It started out with...
I'll show you some,
you know,
Tales from the Clit.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, but we're not going to play any of the earlier stuff. We're going to play some of the later stuff, but that was still pretty good, too. Here's Clit 45 with Empty Days.
Brainwash
All right, everybody. That was clip 45 on Pogo City Radio. We're going to get some classic punk rock up next. Now, this is a band who, you know, plenty of people around here were bitching that they weren't playing. And then out of nowhere, they played like 3-4 years in a row. And I have still yet to see them. And they are one of my favorite bands. You guys know I'm talking about Cockspar. We're going to kick it with some classic Cockspar. And hey, you. On Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City!
All right, that was Cockspar on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, everybody, now it's time for a little thing we call the Pogo City
Wildcard, bitches!
Yeehaw!
All right, the Pogo City Wildcard is where we play something a little off format. Now, I'm stealing something tonight that I found on Facebook. Now, I saw this get posted, and it's relatively new, and it's fucking awesome and hilarious. All right, now everybody knows Bill Shatner, William Shatner, you know, of course, from Star Trek.
Bill Shatner.
And then, you know, the Miss Congeniality.
Rocket Man.
Hold on, slow down. Star what?
Star Trek.
Rocket
Trek.
Whatever. Trek, I'm not a goddamn nerd. I'm sorry. That show with aliens.
That's a hard
shit.
End you're
throwing. Star Wars. Start trying something like that.
All right. But anyway, so William Shatner, of course, he does his little spoken word records. And recently, he has covered The Cramps.
Oh, my God.
Garbage
awesome.
Man. So this is your Pogo City.
Bill Shatner, come on, Pogo.
All right, we got William Shatner doing The Cramps on Pogo City Radio. You guys heard it here
first. Wild card, bitches.
All right. So we're having a lot of fun tonight. Got to remind you guys, if you guys want to come out and have a lot of fun with us, you guys got to hit us up December 2nd and Jessica distracting the shit out of me.
Yeah, I see some fucking porno on something from somebody.
Is that a pee-pee?
But anyway.
Anyway.
Make sure you guys come out to Stiff Pogo Palooza December 2nd, going down at the Sportsman's Cafe in the Shatter Shack, Allentown, Ridge Avenue, the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, a bunch of jerks, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and the Trash Cats. So I hope to see you guys there December 2nd, $10 at the door, and fucking drink specials all goddamn night. So come get shitty with us. So now that we just did that wild card of Bill Shatner doing the fucking cramps, why don't we get to some actual cramps? And here they are now with a new kind of kick.
Life is short, filled with stuff, don't know what for, I ain't had enough.
Check, 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 check. On the air, on the air. Hi, Jessica.
What's going on? We're talking about Scientology over here.
Scientology.
All right, why don't we just let the tunes crank right over. Do a little bit of the Drew Gas. We don't love you.
We love the excitement of going to a gig. Standing right up front, drinking cider, getting pissed.
All right, that was the Drew Getz on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, you guys can catch them Black Friday in Nazareth at the Jacksonian. Gonna be a blast. Fucking, what do you call that? Charity fucking benefit show for animals or the fucking ESPCA.
Something
what the
like
fuck
that.
That stuff called? I don't know. The money goes to little animals.
SPCA.
Cute little that thing. Yeah, little cute innocent
goodness
animals and shit.
Puppies
if you guys
and
come out Black Friday to Nazareth. So
yes.
You guys should totally go do that. Now, we got about 15 minutes left.
Hey,
so
can we play something that I want?
Well, I mean, I kind of have like a
I don't care,
a list
though, but I don't care.
Through,
I want
to
play Sham 69 if the kids are united.
All right, I'll see if I can dig that up in a minute. Before we get to Sham 69, we're going to play something a little newer, a little bit more random, coming out of Jersey. And, you know, we're talking about a band with a full-time xylophonist, if that's the way you pronounce that. Here's Crazy in the Brains with King Kong. Sham 69 up next.
Divided. If the kids are united, they would never you feel? I have no freedom. How do you feel? They can lie to my face, but not to my heart. If we stand together, this will just be the start.
Jam 69 for the lovely
Jessica. Welcome, everyone.
We're going to let the tunes rock right along.
Oh, hell yeah. Next
I'm
going
to jump up to a live track, do a little bit of the Damned.
Jet Boy, Jet Girl.
And all these stupid bands, all these plonkers, like, you know. Yeah, you, mate. This one's for you. It's called Jet Boy, Jet Girl. What's on my mind? She's in here with drives me wild. I like to hit him in the head and tear him down. Inside of blood is such a high. Oh, he gives me head. He made an honor for a bliss. I took his arms and kissed his lips. He looked at me with such a smile. My face was bent. I booked a room into the ridge. Jet boy, jet girl. Jet, I take you around the world. Jet boy, I'm gonna make you play the trick. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Whoa, he gives me head. The other day, what a surprise. I caught it with some other guys. God, he was dressed up with a coat around his neck. I could have cried but broke my eye. Oh, he gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl. We're gonna take you around the world. The jet boy, I'm gonna make you penetrate. I'm gonna make you be a girl. Oh, he gives me yeah, baby.
Everybody, now that was the jam on Pogo City Motherfuckers. On a side note, we got a third show coming up. We got Thanksgiving coming up, and then Black Friday after that. And like I said already, You guys can catch the Drugettes. I almost said the Dvotchkas. I'm getting drunk. You guys can catch the Drugettes at the Jacksonian Club in Nazareth Black Friday. But because Thanksgiving is this week and Black Friday and all that, we're going to be recording a third episode tonight. I don't know how to release on that day while we're at the gig. And in that, I'm planning it out and setting up the list now as that last song was playing. And goddamn, I am sidetracked. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We were talking about playing. Who the fuck did you want me to play? We were just talking about playing Jess.
The Wretched Ones.
The Wretched Ones, yes. Oh, that's it. Jessica, all that rant about this. Jessica's trying to say the Wretched Ones sound like. Now, she knows they're from Jersey, but she's trying to say they sound like they sing with a British accent.
No,
and you're
no,
just
I don't. Wait, I'm just drunk. I'm just drunk. I am just drunk, and you had to fucking call me out on something, and fuck you for
hold
that.
On, Jess. I gotta say something.
There are
that,
fans that do
I gotta
that,
say something that might be that might help your argument. I'm not necessarily gonna help your argument, but I do remember an episode a few weeks ago where you said that the dwarves, old dwarves, sounded like GBH, and then
yeah,
you,
they do.
Andrew completely disagreed with you, and then you played an old GBH, you played a GBH
yeah.
song, and they sounded exactly
they
the
did.
Same.
Yeah, I said
I
was wrong. I admitted it.
I said I was right.
So maybe Jess hears things better than you do. Maybe to her
British.
They actually sound
I,
British.
No,
and
I was drunk when I said that, and I'm still drunk. But they rock, and who cares? So let's play them. Yeah. Oh,
okay. No, we're not playing them. It's for the next show.
Oh,
next.
I mean,
you know
what?
That.
Fuck
isn't
it.
New Jersey
who cares?
Pot,
here,
like,
what was that?
Yeah. New Jersey's like the melt. You go to a Dunkin' Donuts and kids dress like they're from like South Carolina. So
I
mean, like, I guess you can act like you're English.
We're gonna play them anyway. We're gonna play a different track though. Coming off "Go to Work," here's the Wretched Ones with
yes.
"That's Why I Drink Beer." All right, that was the Wretched Ones on. Now we're getting just to the top of the hour now, so that means it's time for the Pogo City crew to roll out for this episode. But we'll be right back, hitting you guys up with a fresh new hour of punk rock. But why don't we have everybody say goodbye and tell the listeners how much you love them.
Bye, Pogo Land.
Goodbye. All Jesus right. hates you.
All right. And I swear to God, the next track I'm gonna the
say
next
bye,
song
Josh.
Recording. Josh is passed.
Josh
the fuck out. Yeah, he's
bye.
Josh is totally fucking passed the fuck out. I'm knocking everything off this goddamn table.
The bong's going next.
We got another one to do. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen up here. You guys better stay tuned for the next episode to come. But we will be leaving you this hour with some Generation
X. Oh, my God, I love
X.
this song.
And, of course, we got Billy Idol on vocals. You can't talk that way to Mr. Billy Idol. A little bit of wedding singer for you there. Now, here's some Kiss Me Deadly. We'll be parting ways with you. Remember to come out and see us December 2nd with the Parasitics, Damn Broads, a bunch of jerks, Trash Cats, and Houston and the Dirty Rats. We'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah. The Greyhound's rocking out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly. Whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty. Having fun in Salva 6, a hit of flick knife flicks. Oh, kiss me deadly tonight. Another battle was won and lost down the Bishop's End last night. The spotlights picked the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in flight. See how they black and white, young and old, here to provide. Having fun in Salva 6 with violence for a fix. Kiss me deadly.
City Radio.